Deputy Minister of Trade Ricket Kwiku-Hagan has downplayed speculations that the IMF bailout will lead to job cuts and increase in utility tariffs, reacting to minority claims that the IMF bailout will worsen economic challenges. Mr. Hagan said rather the bailout will return credibility to the economy. He told Behind the News the IMF package is best for Ghana. The deputy minister disclosed that some of the proposals on the discussion table is a wage bill. He said currently, government is using 57% of its revenue generated to pay public workers, which has previously been 70%. Mr. Hagan noted that government is working hard to further reduce it to 35%, but not necessarily through job cuts.
Going on the IMF program is good for Ghana. And what we are facing are just short-term challenges. Now, things moved against us. Let me tell you why we had to end up with the IMF. Things moved against us. Obviously, we have some external problems with the cocoa and gold, where prices fell significantly. And as a result of that, we did not realize the revenue. I think we lost about $1.2 billion or so, you know, dollars of revenue. We also had problems with the power, you know, disruptions with the West African gas pipeline, which went on for about a year and a half. So basically, when you have these things against you, then it became increasingly difficult for us to be able to see through the homegrown policy. Now, some of the things that we have been able to do under the homegrown policy would have even been difficult under the IMF. So the IMF are aware of, you know, some of the things that we're doing. And it's not going to result into any of these things that my friends on the opposite side are talking about. I think they are just preempting the discussions which has not taken place. They are just basically, you know, causing unnecessary anxiety about things that, you know, may or may not happen.
Can you provide us with details of some of the proposals that are on the negotiating table between Ghana and the IMF?
Our wage bill is one of them. If you remember somewhere last year, we were spending about 70% of our tax revenue in basically paying, you know, public service wages. We have taken measures, and at the moment as we speak, that is around 57%. We are spending 57% of tax revenue in paying wages. What we are saying, or where we want to be, is to be around 30-35%, to be with our peers. And these are the things that we'll be discussing with the IMF, you know, how best to achieve this. It does not necessarily mean that we are going to cut down on the workforce.
Deputy Minister of Trade, Ricket Kwiku-Hagan.
Meanwhile, the TUC says it will resist any IMF policy that will worsen the plight of the Ghanaian worker. It is therefore urging government to put its best foot forward during the negotiations and come out with a good policy. Its Secretary General, Kofi Asamoah, who disclosed this to Behind the News, said as government tables its homegrown policies before the IMF, the TUC will not accept any policy which will suggest they cut down labor. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
We stated clearly that we are skeptical about IMF intervention in our economy based on the fact that over the years, IMF prescriptions sincerely have not worked because they try to give an omnibus kind of prescription to almost every country. If government goes to agree with IMF what to worsen the plight of workers and worsen the plight of ordinary people, or Ghanaians generally, will resist it. We are talking about it from a level that the assurances from government talks about credibility and other things. In the past, we all know IMF always put their conditionality down, but the assurances from government based on our engagement last week with government and also the petition we sent to government arising out of our demonstration talks about the fact that we are skeptical. But the assurances are that it's going to be an engagement based on homegrown policy. Our expectation is that government will get into this engagement fully minded by the fact that yes, we have our homegrown policies. We should table it, negotiate toughly to understand that they won't come out with anything that will worsen the plight of our ordinary workers. The caution is that government shouldn't get into anything that will worsen the plight of ordinary people.
Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.